If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, so that's basically it on Tyreek Hill. What a catastrophe. The NFL, the Miami Dolphins actually weighed in on that. Let me grab that. Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill statement. The cop was placed on administrative duty, I have learned. I don't know if that's like a punishment. The director of Miami-Dade Police said Sunday, an investigation has begun into the incident. One of the cops is on desk duty. It was the second Dolphins player that was handcuffed. I don't know who that was. Following the incident involving Tyreek Hill, I have initiated an internal affairs investigation to ensure a thorough review of the matter. One of the officers involved in the incident is on desk duty. I think that's like the worst thing you can do to a cop is put him on desk duty. Hill is considering legal action over the incident. Yeah, I don't have the Dolphins statement. I could sit here and look for it for an hour, but I'd probably never find it. All right. But still, 80-yard touchdown. For him. Afterwards. I mean, he should hope that he gets pulled over after every game. The Dolphins wrote this: "We are proud to have a strong and positive relationship with the Miami-Dade Police Department and other law enforcement. And we recognize that the vast majority of cops do serve the community with the utmost character and desire to protect all citizens. However, as is on full display in the videos released, there are some officers who mistake their responsibility and commitment to serve with misguided power." By the way, the team coming out and making a statement says something, in my opinion. "While we commend Miami-Dade Police Department for taking the right and necessary action to quickly release this footage, we also urge them to take equally swift and strong action against the officers who engage in such despicable behavior." Yeah, I'm going to side with the team. I'm going to side with Tyreek Hill and I'm going to decide and side with the team. We are saddened by the overly aggressive and violent conduct directed towards Tyreek and also Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith by the police. It is both maddening and heartbreaking to watch the very people that we trust, says the statement, to protect our community, use such unnecessary force and hostility towards these players. Yet it is also a reminder that not every situation like this ends in peace, as we are grateful this one did. What if it wasn't Tyreek Hill is the question that will carry with resounding impact. So what that means there is, you know, how many times do you see the black guy who gets killed in a traffic stop? George Floyd. It might be that Tyreek Hill, Calais Campbell, and Jonnu Smith are alive today because they aren't homeless people walking down the street. We will stand beside Tyreek and our players as they work to use their platform in this situation to make a positive impact in our community. We've always believed that the game of football holds a unique power to bring people together, and we remain hopeful that through the collective work of the players, organization, and our community partners, we can create lasting change. So for this to come out this quickly, to me, this means this is they're completely siding with Tyreek Hill, and it's a goddamn good thing that they did, frankly. If they don't come out right away, the Dolphins, and say that, you run the risk of the best player in the league getting pissed off. And you just can't have that. You're trying to win a fucking Super Bowl here. So I don't give a shit if I'm the Dolphins. And let's just say Tyreek Hill gets pulled over and he rolls down his window and pulls out an Uzi and shoots them all dead. I am still going to side with Tyreek Hill. I'm going to make a statement that says we support Tyreek in his massacre of everyone on the road. That's what if I own the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill gets a U-Haul full of explosives and takes it to a daycare and parks it in front, lights the fuse and says, here comes some dead kids, and runs away, and that U-Haul blows up and there's dead kids everywhere. It kills 5,000 kids. There's 5,000 arms and legs everywhere. I am then going to craft a statement and release it on the team's website that says, we support Tyreek in his effort to massacre as many babies as possible. Go Dolphins. Go Dolphins, go. IMKO says that would be 10,000 arms and legs. Oh, whatever. I don't want to get bogged down with the details of this. Jeremy says 20,000 arms and legs. Who gives a fuck how many arms and legs it is? You get what I'm going at. What I'm trying to do here. Jeremy says, quote, we investigated ourselves and found we did nothing wrong. Signed, Miami Police in 1 month. Hang on, I got to take this. No, I'm not going to take it. I'll take it later. Dan, Donut Dan, a resident cop who did not get fired from the force, he retired, wrote, if they knew who he really was, then it would have been better to take it in a different direction, depending on if he complied. After that, it is okay to be upset and not like being pulled over, but to not follow instructions after being lawfully pulled over ups the game. Again, I don't know if he was off lawfully pulled over. Who knows? I should say again, I didn't comment on that. I don't know why he was pulled over. I don't know if anybody knows. So what Dan is saying there is the cops were wrong. You heard it. Dan adds, I would not have ordered him out of the car after he rolled the window down again, but if there is more than which we are not seeing, Why was he pulled over by four cops on motorcycles to begin with? If he would have listened and followed instructions rather than acting like a prick, he would have never been pulled over even by overzealous officers. Okay, so if I'm a cop and I'm like driving around Metro Detroit and Amon Ra St. Brown is going 200 miles in a residential area, 200 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour speed zone. I'm going to pull him over. And then when I walk up to the car and I see it's Amon Ra St. Brown, I'm going to go, Amon Ra St. Brown, what up? How are you? Yeah, am I going to get a speeding ticket? No, you're not going to get a fucking speeding ticket, you idiot. In fact, I'm giving you carte blanche. You speed wherever the fuck you want. You are the one of the keys to bringing us the Super Bowl title. And you know what else you can do? You can pass the word to all the other team, all the members of the team. All right? You tell them as long as they win, there are no laws they can't break. You feel like getting in a little rape? Go for it, goddammit. Any kids looking good to you? Have them. We don't give a shit. Blue State Rob says, the one cop with the tats escalated the whole thing. He just gave the cop another, he just gave the police another PR nightmare that was totally unnecessary. He was getting out of the car. Tyler says, I don't know. Amon Ra St. Brown was really quiet the other night. I might give him a ticket. Yeah, Jameson, J-Mo Waymo may have become the number one in that game. Blue State Rob says, this is going to be an expensive civil rights excessive force lawsuit for sure. It deserves to be. Well, what's good about that is Tyreek, he might even be able to get it, even though he's one of the wealthiest people in the league. He's going to have the best lawyers. This isn't going to be some shitbag pro bono up-and-coming firecracker lawyer. No, no, no. He's going to have a fucking team that's going to be looking to cause all sorts of destruction. And he's backed by the Miami Dolphins. Oh, my God. This is fucking great. Holy shit. What a story. Blue State Rob says, Ben Crump. He wrote, fuck you, Ben Crump. Bring Johnny Cochran back from the dead. By the way, a dear, I don't want to say pal, but one of my sweet coworkers over at Bosco's, I was so relieved. One of the coworkers at Bosco's, a sweet young lady, did she fuck up. Several months ago, she was driving hammered, and she got in a one-car wreck, and she got a Dewey. You know, she's driving all intoxicated, or DWI, big time. Well, the person that was with her, her boyfriend, he got hurt. He broke his leg in the accident. He survived, recovered. They all recovered. Well, she was charged with a felony because of injury. And so for the past several months, she's been like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I might go to prison. I could go to prison. That was on the table. And so she threw herself at the mercy of the court. And so she got like a year probation and 120 hours of community service. Kenny says, as fuck got in a wreck. No, it wasn't as fuck. It was someone else. So I had a conversation. I say, hey, did you ever get sentenced? She goes, yeah. I go, are you going to jail? She goes, I'm here, aren't I? I go, no, yeah, you are. So what happened? She gave me that. I go, you are so lucky. And she goes, I know. I go, so being that I'm old enough to be your father, because she's like younger than some of my kids, I go, can I tell you that I trust you've learned your fucking lesson here, right? She goes, oh, yeah. If she fucks up between now and the end of probation, she just goes to fucking prison. No questions asked. You go right to fucking jail. God damn it. I go, how are your folks? Because I bet they've been a nervous wreck. And I said to her, you know, you put them through so much. You better have learned your fucking lesson. I said, I was worried about you, but now if you fuck it up, I'm going to be so pissed off at you. I said, I'm still pissed off at you that this even happened in the first place. You got lucky. You are so fucking lucky that our legal system is pretty lenient upon dumbasses like you. You are so fucking lucky. Kenny says he loves the nickname As Fuck. Yeah, As Fuck is a great nickname. There's no doubt about it. All right. I want to take some time to mention some key sponsors. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. If you are in need of life insurance, I want you to think about Frank. And if you don't have any life insurance, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Okay, especially you audience members that have a family, even just as a small amount of family as a husband. You want to have that in check. You want to have an insurance policy. And it costs a lot less than you think. I just got a terrific 30-year policy from Frank that pays out $250,000 if I pass if I die. I'm covered. Cost me about $160 a month. When I say $160, I mean $160 a month. Now, that was a policy that when I signed a policy 20 years ago that I outlived, it was about $40 a month. It depends on your health and your age. Now, my health is terrific. My age, not so much. So that's why I'm paying what I pay. But look, get a life insurance policy. Quit being an idiot. Because the last thing you want to do is when you die, your wife having to put out a fucking GoFundMe because your stupid broke ass didn't take the time to get a life insurance policy. Okay? Reach out to Frank Fuss. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Jeremy K. writes, Uber, $20, DUI, thousands of dollars, and possibly killing someone. I don't understand the drunk driving decision-making process. Tophus says, my ex-wife left me, so joke's on her. Ugh. Sorry to hear that. By the way, Jeremy being here, he's hoping for a better day after he tipped us off that his ex-old lady was taking someone to Pound Town. God damn. Yesterday was day one for Jeremy turning his life around because he revealed to us that he's gross. So Kenny and I beat the shit out of him and said, yeah, dude, you got to lose like 100. So Kenny tipped him off to all sorts of reference material for intermittent fasting, which is the easiest way because it's just so simple. For a longer portion of the day, you just don't eat. Minimum 16 hours a day, you don't eat. It's an app, and it's wonderful. You follow this app, do what it tells you, and you're going to crush it. Takes time. I'm now down just under 10 or just over 10. I dipped below 180 this morning. I was up to 190. My little 5'8" maybe frame at 190. That ain't going to work. I'll keep fighting the good fight. Meanwhile, I do want to mention that coming up September 21, the monster trucks will be at Berlin Raceway. Head over to their website, berlinraceway.com, and get tickets for the monster truck extravaganza. I almost said extravaganza. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. They are a great sponsor to this show. Go to berlinraceway.com and get tickets for Monster Truck Night. Also talking about planning for the future, my pal Zach Marco at EstateWise, EstateWise.com. You can find him at 616-540-7544. I just finished this up Friday. Pooh Bear and I went to his office. He had a couple of witnesses and a notary there. We signed all the necessary paperwork. Our will, our last will, testament, and family trust is completely in place. Now, you might say, well, I have a will. It just all goes to my wife. Even if you actually have a legal document that says last will and testament, if you don't have a trust to go along with it, your shit is going to go into probate. And that can take years to get out of probate so that your family can turn the page on their lives. They have to petition the court to make sure that everything is all in place accordingly. If you have a trust in place, like Pooh Bear and I now do, none of that happens. Basically, I have a physical copy of it and a digital copy of it with instructions to my person who's going to execute it. All right? That's all and that's Madison. Madison's in charge. Jim and Jack, they would fight. They would, like, on the day we croaked, they'd be at the table and they'd be like, I do it. No, I do it. I do it. And then Madison's like, fuck you both. He said, I'm doing it. The executor of the will. So this is one of those sponsors that I traded it out. I'm talking about them on the podcast. They gave me the services for free. I want you to call and inquire. That's my job. Get you to call my friend Zach Marco at EstateWise. He is the lawyer of record for all of these things concerning your will and trust. 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. You can text him. Just say, Zach, Easy's talking about you. 616-540-7544. All right. Tophus says that Madison seems like the adult of all the children. Absolutely. Donut Dan says, get a trust. EZ speaks the truth. Who gets the zenith, by the way? Yeah, all this goddamn equipment, like if I kick the bucket, I think it's going to be like a big-ass garage sale. Jeremy writes, breakfast today was summer sausage and carrots. Breakfast last Friday was two slices of pizza and a bag of chips. Tyler says all equipment needs to go to Stu McAllister. He needs it, LOL. Kenny says, F that breakfast shit, Jeremy. Skip the breakfast. Well, wait a minute. That all depends on the last time he ate. Like, if the last time he ate was 4 p.m., that would mean that, like, by 8 or 9 a.m., that would be 16, 17 hours. So I'm not even that strict. Like yesterday I went 17, 18 hours and then I had some corn chips with cheese. You know, that isn't exactly fucking health food. Some grapes, some chili, and what else? Oh, yogurt. And I'm still burning it off. Yeah, see, Kenny, he last ate at 2 p.m. yesterday. So by 6 a.m., that was 16 hours. So he went to 17 hours and 30 minutes. That's a solid fast. Good job. I don't know how you can do that though, man. Eat like so early in the day and then not eat for the rest of the day. I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta go to bed. Joe Martinez is disputing all of this. He says breakfast is more important than dinner. And Kenny is challenging that. Kenny is probably the most knowledgeable person about this that exists today. All right. That man is fucking driven. Kenny, how much weight are you down? The other day, I referred to Kenny as Grimace from McDonald's. And I don't even know if that's accurate anymore. I think Kenny might be down north of like 50 or 60 pounds. He says, yeah, it's still pretty accurate. Okay, Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day. He says, no, just 40 plus. All right, we'll keep at it. It's gonna take a while. It took a while to get fucked up, okay? That's how I look at dieting. It took a while to get fucked up. It's going to take a while to turn it around. Don't get frustrated. You'll get this. IMKO says, just 40. Goddamn, man. Great job. Joe says, I lift weights and I eat properly. So technically, your body burns a lot of fat and energy when you sleep. So if you fuel your body in the morning and eat less at night, then you burn more. See, everybody's different. Joe Martinez is a goddamn machine. All right? This is a lean and mean Latino machine. So I can't argue with anything he does. You know? All right. All right, James Earl Jones, dead at 93. We talked about that. I want to get into a little bit more about the guy who shot up the school in Georgia. Because the similarities between this psychopath and the Michigan shooting, Ethan Crumbly, Oxford High School, is remarkable. In the Crumbly shooting, you had those dumb fuck parents, even though the kid is a complete psychopath, buying him the gun, and then they didn't like lock it up or anything. They just like threw it in the sock drawer. And then one day come to the school. We found out that your kid is drawing a schematic of how he's going to slaughter everybody. They show up at the school. It's the mom, the dad, the counselor, the principal, the kid, the retard, and he's sitting there and he's like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, it's nothing, no big deal. And they go, hey, well, you should take him home. And the parent's like, nah, it's fine. Go back to class. Kid goes back to class. Parents leave. He's got the gun in his book bag, but they don't know it. They didn't even search. Mom and dad go home. They open the sock drawer, no gun. Mom texts a kid, Ethan, don't do it. And he's like, fuck you, mom. Shoots up school. That's what happened. Similar here. Dad. Oh, and by the way, mom and dad are in prison now for life. The Crumblies are going to be in prison forever. And then the law was changed because we have an amazing governor who immediately changed the law that if you have a weapon in your home and there's children in the home, if it's not locked up and something bad happens, you're going to prison. And that's actually, there's been a fucking idiot here. Fucking grandpa had the shotgun behind the door. And the kid walked in, got the shotgun, and killed somebody. That happened around here. So one of these hillbilly towns we live in that surround us here. Stupid people. The fucking idiot in the Georgia case, same thing. Cops were like, hey, we think your kid is crazy. He was making threats. And he's like, nah. The dad bought the kid AR. Now, think about this. If you have a 13-year-old kid who makes a threat against the school, and you're the dad who knows it, the feds come banging on the door, and they say, hey, we found out your kid's making threats. And now I'm just assuming he lied for the kid and said, no, it's not true. Didn't do it. Kid says, no, I didn't do it. Feds don't have anything to charge him on, which I think is crazy. They leave. Dad goes, hey, let's go celebrate. Let's go buy a gun and get some an AR, whatever the fuck. Now the mom of the kid is speaking out. And by the way, the dad's been charged with manslaughter. The mom is speaking out. She realized that something was wrong, just like the Crumbleys. And she reached out to the school and said there's an extreme emergency and her son needed to be found. So I think she's going to get charged, because if you keep it that vague, like if she said there's an extreme emergency, my son needs to be found, that's one thing. But if she had said, I think my son's coming to shoot up your school, that may have saved lives. So in my opinion, this dumb bitch is also going to be charged. An hour later, shots fired at Appalachia High School. Two teachers dead. Richard Aspinwall is 39. Christina Iramai is 53. Two students, Mason Schemmerhorn and Christian Angelo, both 14 dead. Nine others injured. I take it back. Marcy Gray, the alleged shooter's mom, made a 10-minute phone call to the school, actually a half hour before the shooting is believed to have started. I was the one that notified the school counselor at the high school, Gray said in a text message to her sister, Annie Brown, according to a screenshot of the conversation. I told them they have an extreme emergency and for them to go find my son to check on him. Yeah, you know what words are not included in that? I told the school my son's coming to kill everybody. Brown declined to elaborate what prompted Gray to warn the school, but Charles Pulamus, the suspect's grandfather, told the New York Post Saturday that Gray rushed to Winder, Georgia, after getting a text message from her son that read, I'm sorry, Mom. Okay. So the school's that far away? Crazy. I'm sorry, Mom. So she had to have known. Like, if one of my kids texts Diana, I'm sorry, Mom, she's not going to immediately rush to wherever he's supposed to be. She's going to say, what's going on? What are you talking about? And typically, it's going to be followed up with, if you look back in the long history of my family, I convinced Dad to do a solar system project. Or I can't even think of anything else devastating. I've really had a charmed life when it comes to raising my kids. Brown and Pulamus both declined to comment when reached by USA Today. Gray and officials from the Barrow County School System did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Of course, the kid was not killed. They trained guns on him, and he immediately gave up. The dad's 54. He was arraigned on four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, eight counts of cruelty to children. In my opinion, Mom should be charged based on what I just read. That's a lot. She had to have known. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Tophus says, bye, Dad, bye, Mom. Dan says, is it correct that this kid from Georgia was reported to the feds in the last year? I bet you that every darn kid in that school knew that his mental health level sucked. I had a conversation with Pooh Bear about this exact thing. I go, so every school has the kid or the kids that aren't spoken to, dress funny, picked on, broken home, hair over the eyes, whatever. She goes, yeah. I go, you know, you got to profile those kids. She goes, what do you mean? I go, you must assume that they have more potential than everyone else who doesn't look like them to shoot up the school. She's like, what? I go, first of all, it's reverse racial profiling. This is what you do. You go to all the black kids and you take them out of the equation. They are not going to shoot up the school. It's always going to be the fucking white guys. That's the first thing you got to do. So you wipe out all of our African-American students. You wipe out all the female students. Now all you're left with is the males. Take most of the athletes out. In fact, take all athletes out. Theater kids, give or take. You might have a theater kid or a band kid. The key is, it's a type of kid who usually has bad things happening to him within the walls of the school. Tophus says you cannot include theater kids. They're happy because they have a group. I know that. All right, well, maybe we take the theater kids out. Stevie says, I was a theater kid. All right, you know what? I'm going to take band kid out, and I'm going to take theater kid out. I think I'm just going to go with loner kid, no friends, gets picked on. I go, so now you got it. Okay, I go, do you have those kids? She goes, yes. I go, okay. Are you friends with them? She goes, yes. I go, this is about life or death. You got to make friends with those kids. You got to love them up, and you got to encourage other students to love them up. They need love. What do you think, like if you were in school and they preached a curriculum of you too can help school, keep us from having a school shooting. How? Well, you got to love up these kids that don't get any love. You got to befriend them. Donut Dan says, has there ever been anyone who has been a mass shooter that was not a white male? I think the Nashville one was a transitioning male. I don't think that's the case. I think that was an urban legend. Kenny says exactly what you just said, Eric. He adds, it's the kids with mental problems who have also been picked on their whole lives. Kids need to be nicer to those other kids and step up and stand up against others bullying them. That would help a lot right there. Bob says, why are you describing my high school experience, Eric? Are you telling me, Bob, that you were bullying kids when you were in high school? I don't know if I can look you in the face ever if you were a high school bully, Bob. Look, we worked very hard to get all of the bullies out of the chat on this show a number of years ago. Okay? We got rid of all the inbreeding, all the MAGA, and all the bullies, all in one fell swoop. And it's been so great since then. Or are you perhaps suggesting that you were bullied, Bob? Yeah, I think that there needs to be an intense curriculum. Okay, this is what I do day one of being school superintendent. okay, on day one, I'm school superintendent, and then that parlays into me being the president of the United States. No, this is too complex. I'm just going to say on my day one of my presidency, I'm going to make it an executive order. All schools must do this mandated program, brainwashing the kids to loving up the despondent loner child and embracing them in a culture of love. Okay? And actually have like an incentive program. Like if you get so many love points, you can be involved in like the end of school, high school orgy, or perhaps like a new car. Incentivize the, and each student has a virtual online love bucket. And for every good deed that you do in loving up these beleaguered young people, you get love bucket points. It fills up your love bucket. But if you do something horrible, it punches a hole in your love bucket and it kind of, you know, depletes it. Now, if you actually start to date or fall in love with one of these loner kids, I mean, your points are going to be double or triple. We start at that level. Next, immediately, we're going to have to beef up security. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say that I agree with J.D. Vance, and I don't like to agree with J.D. Vance because he's retarded. We got to beef up the security in the meantime. Then we have to implement strict gun control. Now, that's going to take a little effort because we're going to have to rewrite the Constitution. And when I say rewrite it, what I mean is get a Sharpie and cross out the amendment that says we have the right to bear arms. That's what I'm going to do. Tofus says, you forgot about all the bullied kids who commit suicide. Look, we're going to take bullying out of the equation. We got to walk before we can run. Brand new curriculum, love buckets. So we're starting on a grassroots level within the school, within the walls of the school. We're protecting the border of the school. You want to build a wall? We're going to do a wall around the school. And then we're going to abolish guns. So that only, we're going to make it so that you can't just go out and get a goddamn assault rifle. That's what we're going to do. Now look, as you know, I am a card-carrying gun owner. I got a thing that says I can carry 1,000 pistols on me if I want to. Easy, does that mean that you're going to give up your guns? Maybe. I think we need to try. Don't you? Look, let me put it to you this way. We've tried to get by doing it the way we have for a long, long time, and it hasn't worked. Nothing's come to fruition. It's a goddamn shit show. So give me about 10 years. Give me about 10 years. I'm going to rewrite the Constitution. I'm also going to make it so that I can be the president for 20. And when these common sense laws take effect, easy, what do you mean by common sense? I'm taking away your guns. You know how like it says, come and take it? I'm actually going to go take it. I'm actually going to go in and take your guns. Okay? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in, take your weapons, and we're going to try that for 10 years. All right? We have a 10-year window. Love bucket, beef up security in the school, J.D. Vance style, and then take away the guns. Give me 10 years. See where that goes. And if after 10 years it's a disaster, you can have the guns back. It's not so bad. Right? Let me try. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a great policy. What do you guys think? Is there anyone in the audience that does not agree with this. It looks like I'm getting some really good feedback on it. Yeah, done deal. Make it such. Yankees suck, 138 writes, I agree. The problem is people who are going to break laws aren't going to care about that law. No, well, we're going door to door taking the guns, though. IMKO says, I say we do the same thing we have been doing for like 20 years and see if it changes this time. I don't know if it will. Just don't know. That's pretty fucked up about that family in Georgia, though. That is some fucking dirty, dirty pool. How can you be such an idiot? Yankees suck. 138 says, how do you propose actually finding out who has guns and where? Well, we start with this. Everybody turn in your guns. The law has changed. We just rewrote the Constitution. Okay. So anyway, you got to turn them in. If you don't, it's a felony. If we find out that you have a gun, it's a felony. Life imprisonment. If you have a gun, life imprisonment. And then you start to enforce the law. After you start to enforce the law, then after all the as many guns as we can get are off the street, then we actually start really getting aggressive, little Patriot Act shit, delve into who's got the guns and where. Every day, it's another Ruby Ridge moment. Go in and say, Randy Weaver, give me your fucking guns. And then you take his fucking guns, and then that's the end of it. And then when those dumb motherfuckers say, come and take it, you go, I did take it. I took your gun. How do you feel about that? So then that's it. I don't know. Call me crazy. Dan says, what if you have the cops pull over the guy with a gun and he rolls up his window on you? That would sure be interesting. Just got a text or a notification. Excuse me, I need my glasses. It is involving the University of Michigan. Denard Robinson and Braylon Edwards are among the former Michigan athletes who have filed a class action lawsuit against the NCAA and the Big Ten Network, alleging they deserve to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The lawsuit says the NCAA and Big Ten Network have systematically exploited these iconic moments that the players created during their careers at Michigan. The lawsuit is on behalf of those who played for Michigan prior to 2016. The plaintiffs are looking to receive more than $50 million. So I guess what it is you know, those are big names there, Denard Robinson and Braylon Edwards. I can't say for sure because I don't have the lawsuit in front of me. But if you take their image or their likeness and you say Big Ten Network and there's a picture of like Braylon Edwards making a great catch or Denard doing something with the ball, that they're using their name, image, and likeness to make money. Linda says, oh, please. Well, I don't know about that. I would have to see more. Because I am all for players getting paid. Make no mistake. I think that anyone who has ever played college football should retroactively be paid a fair wage for however many years they played football. Every college athlete that's played football. Baseball, no, fuck you. It's football. That's the only thing anybody gives a shit about. Ben says the NCAA exploited student athletes for far too long. Absolutely. That was fucking horrible. She writes, those two were nothing in the NFL, so they need the money. Well, maybe, maybe not. Who gives a shit? Donut Dan says, exactly, a BS scholarship is not enough when you're making millions at every home game. Joe Martinez writes, she would say that because that shitty school that is irrelevant has nothing. The only famous person out of that shitty school is Larry Nassar. What? Come on now. There's been some terrific Michigan State football players. Dan Enos. Tony Mandarich. Ha ha ha. There you go. Kirk Cousins. He's very good. Mark Ingram? Wasn't Mark Ingram the older one, the dad? Wasn't he a good player, Mark Ingram? Plaxico Burress. That guy was a stud till he shot himself in the fucking leg. Plax Burress was the shit. What's a fucking... Who else is a good Spartan? Okay, basketball. Let's talk Magic Johnson. Arguably one of the best of all time. Ah, Muhsin Muhammad. What do you think of that? I think that's about it. I don't think there's a ton of Spartans that have had a lot of impact in the NFL. All right. Joe says, oh, Le'Veon Bell. Fuck yeah. Don't forget about him, Le'Veon Bell. He was very good. Michigan had 19 players drafted last year. Well, look, the thing about Michigan, that is true. They fucking churn out pro talent. All right. So why the fuck did they in the offseason not go out and buy a goddamn quarterback? You can't tell me that you're not pissed off, Joe Martinez, with what happened in the offseason. Here they are coming off of all the positive publicity of the best team in the land. I mean, it worked out perfectly. One patsy takes the fall for the cheating scandal. Okay. Everybody pretty much gets unscathed. They win the natty with all the cheating. And then they don't even go and get any good players in the offseason. Ohio State goes and gets $20 million worth of top talent, and they're going to win the national championship this year. Maybe not the national championship, but they're for sure going to the playoffs and for sure going to beat Michigan this year because Michigan's quarterback is like, he sucks. Oh, my God. How did you do that? And now Michigan is stuck with this garbage team. Oh, I'm shocked at that. Joe says Tuttle will be back. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Tuttle is. All I know is they got a jerk quarterback who stinks. And that's rough. I don't know. With all that money that they should have had from the national championship, I would have started out with a payroll of like $50 million. That's what I would have done. Because if Ohio State does $20 million, you got to do $50 million. That's what you had to do. So, you want to have your team to have the best chance to succeed. Okay? Ohio State did that. They are set up to succeed. Win the Big Ten. Michigan has not done that. They are now playing from behind. Most odds makers are saying that Michigan won't win another game this year. Jim Harbaugh himself said in a statement, it's right here, I don't have good feelings about Sharon Moore in Michigan this year. Quote, there's a fairly good chance they won't win another game this year. I'm glad I got out when I did. It's a horrible situation. I'm glad that I'm with Los Angeles after I cheated my way to a victory. End of quote. Signed, Jim Harbaugh. Incredible. What a statement by Jim Harbaugh. I can't believe I didn't mention it earlier. Speaking of Michigan, my pal Joe Martinez, as you know, is here. He's been very prominent in the chat today, and I appreciate that. We've had a very active chat today, and I'm proud of all the efforts of everyone. You've done a great job. A&E Heating and Cooling, though. My God, the fact that you can have Joe come to your house, this ripped Latino lover, this beautiful senior citizen, come into your home, make your wife moist, and he's going to give you a free furnace tune-up and diagnostic test for no cost. The local power company has teamed up with one HVAC specialist, and that is Joe Martinez. DTE will pay the cost of Joe coming to your home. It's that simple. Joe, come to my house. I need a tune-up and diagnostic testing. How much does that cost? He goes, $145, senor. Okay, thank you. Come on over. And then he comes in and say, yeah. He'll say, have you done this in the last 2 years with me, senor? And you say, no. He says, oh, ay chihuahua. Good news, senor. That means it is free. Free for you, senor. Arriba, arriba, andre, andre. If he's done this in the last 2 years, you got to pay the freight out of your pocket, which is a good thing to do anyway because it's Joe Martinez. But if you haven't done this in 2 years, it's free. No questions asked. DTE pays the freight on that shit. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Colorado spent all that money and lost. So Joe is saying if a college team spends money on players, they will lose because Colorado lost. Well, I don't know. Maybe the quality of players going to Colorado are significantly less than the ones that would want to go to the national champion. One would argue that if you're the national champion, you're going to pull 5 and 4 stars. While Colorado, you're going to pull 3 stars. I mean, it's Colorado. I mean, you got to, that's like Central Michigan University, you know? That's the type of school Colorado is. Tuttle was the backup for McCarthy last year. Oh, so he's going to come back. He's playing somewhere else? Why didn't he stay? What happened? What happened to Tuttle? Where's this guy at? Donut Dan says, even though this pendejo is wrong on most things, I bet he is an amazing heat and AC guy. That's true. And I don't know why you would refer to Joe as a pendejo. Nick lives north of the hard living line, and he has no natural gas. He has to use propane. He's one of those hill jacks. Linda says Nick Saban rebuilt teams year after year with new teams and new coaching staffs. That's true. They never really, it was pretty much just a reload at Alabama. I guess Michigan doesn't have that quality of skill set because they're probably not going to win another game this year. Tuttle is hurt, according to Joe. Nick does not use propane. He uses wood. Oh, God. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, finally today, my friends at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage are reminding you that no matter where you are in the U.S., buy today, refinance later, or buy now, refinance later. Because of the outstanding effort by our executive branch of our government, and I say that with no hyperbole, this has been a wonderful, wonderful thing to raise the interest rates so that we all pay more on our credit cards, car loans, RV loans, and homes. And you're like, wait, what? Now, you see, we had to curtail our spending. That's why Democrats are the best. They're thinking ahead. Raise the interest rate on your card. Raise the interest rate on your home loan. Discourage you from buying. Discourage you from using credit. That's what it's set up for. That's what the federal, that's what the Fed does. They raise it up over time. They slowly turn the screws on you. They're getting ready to back off. Things are settling down. That means it's going to be a buyer's market before too long. The interest rates are going to fall. All right. And that begins this month. So if you buy now, you get the mortgage now, and you're sitting at about a 7, 7.5, maybe south of 7, depending on the length of your term. You get into the home of your dreams. In 3 years, you refinance that for about a 4. It's going to be awesome. Then you can go take that 30-year loan and make it 15, and you're still paying about the same amount, and your loan term is dropped by half. Get into your home today from anywhere in the U.S. with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out and ask questions galore, and please mention my name, 231-332-6505. Joe writes, Saban was a coach. Was a coach. Moore, Sharon Moore, first year as a head coach. Big difference. And then he says, can't fix dumb. So I think Joe is saying Linda is dumb. And then he follows that up with, we are Michigan and still better than that little bitch school. All right. Linda says, I know who the asshole of the day is every day of the week. Linda wants to kick Joe's ass. Hold the phone. I got to go get my other dry erase marker. Hold on. See, I forgot it yesterday. The other one's had it. But thank you to Maureen for getting me these markers. Stevie says, Linda, just, Stevie, just mute him. Joe says to Donut Dan, actually, this pendejo said the Lions would lose, and they did. Big meltdown. And I said Michigan would win the natty, and I said they would probably lose to Texas. So guess this guy is a pendejo. He's right. He predicted that Michigan would lose to Texas. He's got you there, big guy. Today's asshole of the day. It's a little wordy. And it's brought to you by TC Paintball, as you know. Always chock full of sponsors on the Eric Sane Show podcast. How do you spell arrested? Is there two S's in arrested? I think there is. I never thought I'd be Team Tyreek Hill, but I am. There's one S. Shit. God damn it. Fucking idiot. Is there two T's? There's got to be two T's, right? I'm looking at it. It doesn't look right. There is two T's. Everybody's telling me different things. Like one person saying, Two R's, two T's, one S, one T. I don't know. I'm just gonna go. Yeah, that T doesn't look right. Yeah, I'm struggling here. Arrested. The pigs who arrested Tyreek Hill. They are the assholes of the day. They are the assholes of the day. And also, anyone, let me further that. If there's anyone who waves that dumb fuck back the blue flag, I'm saying that because I know Dan waves the back the blue flag. The back the blue flag started out with good intentions. Here's my problem with the back the blue flag. All right. It became a dog whistle for the MAGA pieces of shit that exist in the world today. Again, ruined, along with the term Christian, the term woke, the term DEI, BLM. That's what that is. Patriot. A group of people that exist who just aren't cool, they always ruin that shit. And then all they're left with at the end is Lee Greenwood and Kid Rock. And that's it. And shit that they ruin. They're involved. They have a room full of shit that they ruin. Dan, though, agrees. Sorry, Dan is not a back the blue flag guy. Dan says, no, it's just the red, white, and blue flag. Yeah, if I see some guy with his back the blue flag, I'm like, okay, he hates black people. It's even gotten to a point with me, I've mentioned this, that we're so not far removed from all the nationalism that when someone waves an American flag, I'm looking at you with a raised eyebrow. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about you now. Because they've ruined it. You know, the whole Tiki Torch crowd. Joe Martinez writes, just think 12 more weeks of hashtag we are Michigan. We bow to no one. All right. As usual, you guys killed it. What an audience. Thank you so much for being here and making this show possible. My God. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Till then, have a good rest of your day. Kenny writes, fuck the police. See you, folks. Bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.